Epilogue. Knob Creek, Tennessee. Delphine was extremely nervous as they walked up the small set of stairs that led to a log cabin on top of a huge mountain out in the middle of nowhere. It was cold and snowy, but the scenery was breathtaking. Even so, it couldn't calm her down.
"Maybe we should have called first."
Jericho made a sound of chiding deep in his throat. "You can't be serious. This is all you've talked about for the last 2 weeks."
"Yeah, but how do I introduce myself? What if she doesn't remember me?"
He rolled his eyes. "You're her daughter, Delphine. Believe me, that's not something she's going to forget." Maybe. But she was the daughter her mother had thought dead. Maybe she had pushed her out of her mind completely and gone on with her life.
"What if..."
He picked her up and carried her.
"Jericho!"
she snapped, afraid he'd slip on the snow and stones and hurt them both.
"Put me down! I don't want to meet her like this!"
He gave her a stern look before he obliged and set her down just in front of the redwood door. Delphine was still trying to get used to her emotions, which were completely out of whack over this. She was scared and happy, apprehensive and nervous. None of it felt good. But Jericho was right. Once she'd acclimated herself to the reality that she had a mother who was alive, she'd been obsessed with meeting her. Yet now that she was here, it wasn't as easy as she'd thought it would be.
"I'm right here, baby,"
Jericho said softly, placing a steady hand on her shoulder to comfort her.
"Knock on the door."
"Okay."
She took a deep, long breath. Clenching her fists, she stared at the door, which was somehow intimidating in a not-intimidating kind of way. She had fought gods and demons, daemons and Galu. So why was this so damned hard? Just knock. Her hand trembled as she lifted it and knocked timidly. Turning to Jericho, she shrugged.
"Well, guess they're not home. I'll try again later."
She started for the stairs, only to have Jericho catch her and drag her back to the door. With a stern glower, he reached around her and pounded on the wood so hard it rattled the hinges.
"I hate you," she hissed.
"You love me,"
he said with a tender smile.
"Even when I piss you off."
She was just about to correct him when she heard the sound of someone unlocking the door. Her heart pounded furiously in fear and expectation. Jericho turned her around at the same time the door opened to show her a woman who was almost identical in looks to her, except for her black hair and vivid blue eyes. Dressed in a winter white sweater and jeans, her mother stared at her as if she were a ghost. Her breathing intensified.
"Is this a sick prank?"
Her gaze went from Delphine to Jericho, and then it narrowed in hatred. She screeched in outrage.
"You bastard! Haven't you done enough to me?"
Delphine caught her as she lunged at Jericho.
"Mom?"
Her mother fought her until that one syllable registered in her mind past her fury. Tears filled her blue eyes as she stepped back to look at Delphine again.
"Ioli?"
she breathed in disbelief.
"Is it really you? Can it be?"